trial attorney Karen Conti joins us. Karen, good morning. Let's talk first about what happened yesterday, where in New York, prosecutors were in court about President Donald Trump's hush money conviction, the president-elect's hush money conviction. So they expressed openness to delaying sentencing. Does that mean nothing is going to happen now until after his term, or is this case going to get thrown out entirely?
Not necessarily. The prosecutors want to delay the sentencing, and they're agreeable to that. But the defense wants the whole case to be dismissed. And their argument is going to be that, you know, you can't have these charges against a sitting president. There's no precedent for this, so to speak. You know, it's never happened before. But there is an argument that, why are you prosecuting somebody who's going to be holding our highest office? And I think the judge wants to hear that argument and is going to consider it. And then the next issue is, if the case isn't dismissed, you know, does he get sentenced? And when does he get sentenced? And does the sentence start, you know, while he's in office? My guess is no, that any sentence that is issued at all would only run until after he's president. So in essence here, we're not going to probably see much happen until 4 years from now.
We use the word unprecedented a lot these days, don't we?
We sure do.
Today, there's a parole hearing for Susan Smith, the South Carolina woman who was convicted of killing her two children by pushing her car into a lake. What factors will be considered in this case, Karen?
Well, the panel gets to consider a lot of things. Obviously, the nature of the crime and how horrific it was, who the victims were. Did the person have some realization now as to what she did? Did she atone? Did she do things to rehabilitate herself? Will she have a place to live? And will she be safe to the community when she's out? But the one factor I think they're going to really consider is the effect on the community as a whole. And there apparently were like 600 emails and calls to the parole board, and only 8 of them or so were in favor of her. So this was a very horrific crime. It was 30 years ago, if you remember it. She accused an African-American of doing it, and there was a huge national search for who did it, and it turns out she did it herself. And, you know, it really caused a lot of grief in the community, and I think the parole board can really consider that and think about how it's going to affect the community, and my guess is they're going to deny her parole.
In Athens, Georgia, the trial of the man suspected of murdering a nursing student, Lakin Riley, is going on. And the defense made an unusual last-minute decision. Talk about this and why they did it, Karen.
Well, it was really unusual. The defense asked for a bench trial rather than a jury trial, meaning it would be tried to the judge alone without a jury. And criminal defense lawyers are scratching their heads because we all think that, especially when you have a horrific case like this, that a judge, you know, is going to be under political pressure to convict. Now, in this case, there's a lot of evidence. There's huge amounts of evidence tying this defendant to the crime. But, you know, the thought is that if you can convince one juror that there's a reasonable doubt, you're better off with the jury. But apparently they're thinking that this judge might give this guy a fair trial because of the whole outcry in the community as far as this guy being an immigrant and he should have met out and he was arrested and released. But I've been watching the trial, I've been covering it for News Nation, and just the evidence is overwhelming, and I think a conviction is imminent here.
And finally, here in Chicago, 3 weeks ago, a 36-year-old woman was found dead after falling 24 floors in a South Loop apartment building. No arrests yet in this case. Why? What's going on here?
We're all scratching our heads on this one, too. The husband, who is a tax lawyer, and he is a big firm tax lawyer here in Chicago, had just a really bad history with this woman of domestic violence, and it was documented. There were orders of protection. There were orders of protection dropped, and, there's a lot of suspicion as to him being maybe the perpetrator. He's hired one of the best lawyers in the city, but I really don't understand why there haven't been charges yet. And maybe the question is, was it an accident or did this gentleman cause this harm? And perhaps, you know, they are still looking at forensic evidence and maybe even drug evidence in her body and that type of thing.
More to come on that, I'm sure. Karen Conti, thank you. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Have a good one, Bob.
You too.